You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca. Net, as we are joined by the head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Jason Smith joins us. Gator, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
You come off of the break, and you pick right where you left up. You get an overtime win on Saturday, and then you follow that up with a 5-2 win on Sunday. You know what? You got to be pretty impressed as a coach. Your guys coming back off a pretty long break, and you pop in two wins right away.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you come back from a break, having experienced it a few times over the years, you know, you're a little rusty and whatnot, but you can always rely on, you know, good structure and just having good details and kind of get your legs going and get your energy back. And the guys did a good job of coming back and being ready to go.
Having gone through that, I'm assuming then as a coach, maybe you're more patient. I don't know. Do you have different things you say, or you're like, you know what? I've been through this. There's not much a coach can say. It's really just up to the guys to kind of mentally get focused. What was your approach trying to help your team come out of a break like that?
Well, I think just as a group, our staff, we just mentioned about, you know, being simple, don't overcomplicate things. You know, make sure you're talking. You know, have good support and keep your shift short. I think, you know, anytime you come back from some time off, you get stuck on the ice a little long. The legs go, then the mind goes, and then you end up in trouble. And, you know, we managed to keep our shifts fairly short and keep our energy level up. And, you know, now we're kind of back in the swing of things after a couple extra days.
And you return, and man, it's a three-horse race in the Eastern Conference. PA, Medicine Hat, and yourself. Obviously, you and Medicine Hat in the same division, so you're kind of battling one another. But you know, you look at that. There's lots to play for here in kind of the second half. You played 34 games, right? You're halfway there. Jay, how would you kind of assess your first half, where you only lost 7 games in regulation?
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a pretty good first half. I mean, I think we probably gave a couple of those games away we lost with, you know, making some mental errors and maybe not being as sharp as we'd like. But, I mean, we've grown as a team. You know, we've kind of learned to play in some close games, which is great. We've played well against some of the better teams in the league. And, you know, we're just looking to get better and continue to grow as a group and obviously want to leave ourselves in a good spot at the end of the regular season.
And you look at, you've played a lot of road games, right? So you feel that like the schedule in the second half is, now it's favorable, but you got to take advantage of it. Do you feel like maybe you're through kind of the hardest part of your season?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have, you know, your big long road trip out of the way. And, you know, we've gotten out to Brandon once, so we still got to get out there another time. But, I mean, some of the longer trips and the longer rides on the bus, we've gotten them off. And, I mean, we do have a good stretch of games at home at the end of the season, which is nice. It kind of cuts back on the travel and the amount of time you're spending on the road, and you can kind of dial things in and, you know, be in a comfortable spot, practice at home and not have to travel too much that last month of the season. So, you know, we still have some road games between now and then, but, you know, when you get down to the final stretch, I think we've only got 2 road games in the final month. So it's a good spot to be. And I think our group is excited about where we can go and what we have ahead.
Do you guys have watch parties with a few of your teammates in the World Juniors?
Yeah, we had the game on the bus yesterday on our way down. We had the Czech game on first, and then we had the Canadian game on, and then at dinner we had the Canadian game on as well. So, yeah, the guys are putting in time watching the World Juniors. It's always a great time of year. It's a great tournament, and obviously you see, you know, your peers and kids in your age group that are playing in probably what you would consider the best event, you know, for junior age kids in hockey.
And when you have a few players away, it gives opportunities for guys. Who's step up, and who do you have to lean on more on the blue line in the absence of McKenzie?
Well, I think Parker Elkos has stepped up and played really well, and Leezy's played really well. I mean, They've assumed extra minutes. Noah Tamu's assumed some extra minutes, and you know, obviously getting Fids back the other day was good for our group. He's a real good player in this league, and the guys on the back end have, you know, been stable and they've been simple, and you know, they're generate some offense by moving pucks up the ice and doing what's expected of them. I think everybody gets a chance to kind of expand your role a little bit, and you know, it's about grabbing that opportunity and kind of seizing the moment. And you know, as the season goes on, you never know what's going to happen with injuries and that kind of stuff. And when you can get a chance to give some guys some trial runs in certain situations, it's great for your group, whether it's up on the front or on the back end. It's a good time of year for guys to grow their games.
Jason Smith, head coach of the Oil Kings, joins us. Jay, do you have an update on Adam Dzeko? Unfortunately, had to withdraw from the World Juniors with that hand injury. Basically, got kicked in the hand, is my understanding. What's his prognosis timeline for that?
Yeah, he's going to be out probably another couple of weeks for sure. Probably a little bit longer than that. But I mean, you know, he's excited about you know, getting back, and he's putting time in off the ice, and he'll be fit and healthy. And when the time comes that he's ready to go, really look forward to getting him back in the lineup. Obviously, he's a good player on our team and a big part of what we want to do in the future.
Yeah, that's just brutal timing. You know, that's a tournament. As a coach, yeah, it kind of sucks sometimes losing guys, but they're probably better off for it when they come back. Just, you know, that experience of playing in some big games, playing with better players, just kind of see it. As a coach, you're pretty excited to see just, you know, how your players perform there and kind of the experience that they come back. Because a lot of your other teammates are like, man, maybe I could be in that spot in the future.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of a, you know, it's a great journey for those guys. I mean, you look at Max, who's, you know, kind of been through the ropes with the Czech development program and you know, got an opportunity to play in other events. And you know, Mac was a player that you know, kind of came off the radar and, you know, earned a spot on the Canadian team. And, you know, it's great for him to, you know, kind of set the tone for not just our players, but, you know, players around Canadian hockey that if you do things the right way and you continue to grow your game and develop and put the work in, that there's light at the end of the tunnel to earn an opportunity to get to play in, you know, a great event.
Jason Smith, head coach of the Oil Kings. So, Jason, overall, so you've liked a lot of your start. You mentioned a few games, maybe you gave them away. But overall in your group, and, you know, you know that the trade deadline's looming and you're a team that, you know, is right up there. Like, your GM, you know, what can you kind of take us through the conversations that you have with your GM in regards of maybe, you know, like the challenge of adding someone to disrupt your chemistry and stuff? Where do you come out on that?
Well, I mean, I think having experienced it as a player and, you know, leading into trade deadline times and you know, the possibility of, you know, teams adding players to roster or, you know, maybe guys moving on. And, you know, it's kind of a part of sports that, you know, you're always looking to give yourself the best opportunity to do well. And you're also looking at, you know, the group you have and, you know, like you spoke of the chemistry and, you know, the makeup of your team that you, if you're happy with it, you don't want to, you know, mess with it too much. But, you know, you always have to look at you can add players that can add to your group, add to your skill set, add to something that maybe you think that you need to add to that mix, whether it's, you know, a goal scorer, a physical player, or, you know, a stable defender. I think you have to evaluate and go through the steps and talk about the process, and then you got to see about what the cost is to do that. And, you know, that's something that, you know, all management teams do, and, you know, coaching staffs talk about with the management teams, and you kind of gauge it as a day-to-day thing as you lead into those deadline-type days.
Jason, continued success with the Oil Kings, and all the best to you and yours in 2026. Thanks, as always, for the time.
Appreciate having me. Thank you. Take care.